I'm posted in the Los Angeles branch of the FBI, and for the last 12 years, I've headed up a team responsible for handling the worst of the worst in Southern California. Serial killers, child rapists and murderers, men who laugh as they torture women and then groan as they have sex with the corpses. I hunt living nightmares, and it's always terrible, but it's also everywhere and inevitable. Which is why I have to ask the question. Sir, what are we doing here? Assistant Director Jones is my longtime mentor, my boss, and the head of all FBI activities in Los Angeles. The problem, though, the reason for my maybe callous query, is that we're not in Los Angeles. We're in Virginia, near Washington, D.C. This poor woman may be dead. The fact of her death may touch me, but she's not one of mine. He gives me a sideways glance, part thoughtful, maybe a little bit annoyed. A.D. Jones looks exactly like what he is, a veteran cop. He exudes law enforcement and leadership. He's got a square-jawed, strong face, hard, tired eyes, and a regulation haircut with no nod to style. He's handsome in his way, with two past marriages to prove it, but there's something guarded there. Shadows in a strongbox.
Command performance, Smokey, he says, from the director himself.
Really? I'm surprised by this on a few levels. The obvious is simple curiosity. Why here? Why me? The other is more complex. A.D. Jones's compliance to this unusual request. He's always been that rarity in a bureaucracy, someone who questions orders with impunity if he feels it is warranted. He said, command performance, but we wouldn't be here if he didn't feel there was a valid reason for it.
Yeah,
he replies.
The director dropped a name I couldn't ignore.
The door to the morgue swings open before I can ask the obvious question.
Speak of the devil,
A.D. Jones mutters. FBI Director Samuel Rathbun walks in alone. More strangeness. Even before 9/11, FBI directors traveled with an entourage. He walks up to us, and it's my hand he reaches out to shake first. I comply, bemused. Looks like I'm the queen of this ball. Why?
Agent Barrett,
he says in that trademark politically handy baritone.
Thank you for coming on such short notice.
Sam Rathbun, otherwise known as Sir, is a tolerable mix for an FBI director. He has the necessary rugged good looks and political savvy, but he also has real experience behind him. He started as a cop, went to law school nights, and ended up in the FBI. I wouldn't go so far as to call him honest. His position precludes that luxury. But he lies only when he has to. This is integrity incarnate for a director. He's reputed to be pretty ruthless, which would not surprise me, and is supposed to be a health nut. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, no coffee, no soda, jogs 5 miles in the morning. Hey, everyone has their faults. I have to angle my head to look up at him. I'm only 4'10", so I'm used to this. No problem at all, Director, I say, lying through my teeth. Actually, it was a problem, a big fucking problem. But A.D. Jones will catch any fallout I generate by being difficult. Rathbun nods at A.D. Jones.
David,
he says.
Director.
I compare the two men with some interest. They're both the same height. A.D. Jones has brown hair, cut short in that way that says, I don't have time for this. The director's is black, flecked with gray, and styled. Very handsome older man, mover and shaker. The A.D. is about 8 years older than Director Rathbun and more worn around the edges, for sure. The director looks like the man who jogs in the morning and loves it. The A.D. looks like he could jog in the morning, but chooses to have a cigarette and a cup of coffee instead, and fuck you if you don't like it. The director's suit fits better, and his watch is a Rolex. A.D. Jones wears a watch that he probably paid $30 for 10 years ago. The differences are notable, but really, in spite of all this, it's the similarities that strike me. Each has the same tired look to the eyes, a look that testifies to the carrying of secret burdens. They have card players' faces, continually holding things close to the vest.